also, didn't he? And we would do well to follow his example. One of my favorites, and I know you've heard it many times, is Psalm 150. And you can't praise God through music without thinking about Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. And this is the part that I really like. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Thank you, Alec. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. We don't have one of those. Praise him with the timbrel. Don't have that. It says, and dance. Did you know that? Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Did you hear the cymbals? Praise him on the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath. I'm going to read that one more time. Are you breathing this morning? Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We're not here to praise in your place this morning. We're here to praise with you. Join us as we worship together today and praise God together for his goodness to each one of us. We're going to sing a piece for you called Psalm 150. We will sing it in Latin, but it's the text that we just read about praising God in every way that we can. And you'll recognize some of the words in here. Organo, the organ. The tuba, which, believe it or not, is not the tuba, it's a trumpet. And the different instruments. Cimbalis, you know, that's the cymbals, right? So when you hear those words, you'll recognize that we are singing from Psalm 150. This is by a Brazilian composer whose name I can't remember, and probably you've not heard of him anyway, but I think you'll enjoy Psalm 150. before we go on, I need to take just a moment and introduce some people. I want to recognize, first of all, our pianist who's been playing for us this year, Auntie Renee. Or you can call her Dr. Tabiolo, but I think she prefers Auntie Renee. We appreciate her help very much at the piano. I appreciate those other staff members and parents, adults who come in and play with us in the band. And right now you can't see back there very well, I'm sorry. But we have Dr. Tsuchiya, who's playing the euphonium back there. And Rusty Fenn, who started at Mountain View in the 1970s and still hasn't graduated, I guess. He keeps coming back to play French horn. We have Miss Laura Helms playing clarinet with us this year. She's our new English teacher. And we have, as we have for a number of years, my wife Vicky playing the tuba, which is as big as she is, so it's a little hard to haul it in and out, but she's hiding back there as well. And I also want to thank every one of you here in this church, because we can do what we do because you support us. And we are, yes, thank you. We are all part of one big family. I talked with Pastor Mendoza, who seemed so very excited that we were going to come today, and then he told me that he wasn't going to be here. I hope those weren't related. But I know he's with the other church over in Santa Clara this morning. And I couldn't remember if we'd been here since he had been pastor of this church or not. And he reminded me, yes, we've been here once during this time. So we visit 20 different constituent churches and a few others in our area that are not constituents. And it takes a few years to get around to everybody and come back again. So thank you for waiting for us, because we enjoy coming to San Jose Central Church. I also want to introduce to you this morning our new principal, Mrs. Leslie Briggs, who's here with us, and maybe she would like to just say hello.
Good morning and happy Sabbath. It is indeed a pleasure for us to be here this morning. It's a pleasure for me to be here this morning. I don't know about you, but every time I hear these young people sing and I hear them play their instruments, I am truly blessed, and I hope that you are as well. We're very proud of our students at Mountain View Academy, and I want to just let you know that if you know of a student, if you have a student or know of a student that would benefit from attending Mountain View Academy, we would love to talk to you about that. We believe we have a great program with great faculty who care about each and every student and their success. And we know that God is blessing this school, and he will continue to do so as long as we follow the path that he has led out for us. And so I hope you enjoy the rest of the program, and thank you again.
The Bible is full of examples for us. And the Bible left examples sometimes for other people who show up at other points in the Bible story. And one of these references is Elijah. We're going to sing for you a spiritual titled Elijah Rock. And in this song, we talk about Elijah all the way through, but it also mentions Moses. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. Remember the story of Moses standing and holding the staff? And God parted the Red Sea. And I said it that way on purpose. We talk about Moses parting the sea, but we know that he was just God's instrument, and God did the work and parted the sea for the Israelites to go through. It talks about Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. You remember the story of Elijah when he passed his mantle to Elisha, the next prophet, and then God sent a chariot, which we think of as angels from heaven who came and took Elijah. One of those lucky people who got to go to heaven without tasting death before that happens. Maybe some of us here will have that pleasure as well. I hope it's soon. The reference here also, and when we say Elijah rock, is referring to the rock of our salvation. And you know that when we talk about that, we're talking about Jesus. The author of these words and the writer of this music is directing our attention to these people in the Bible who provide the foundations of our faith. As we sing, let your heart dwell on the heroes in your life that have led you to the rock, Jesus, and have lifted you up.
Elijah rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord.
Elijah
rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord.
Elijah
rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord.
Elijah
rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord.
Elijah
rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah rock, shout, shout, Elijah rock, coming up, Lord. Shout, shout.
So I could tell you anything and you would believe it, right? No, I won't do that. Pia Jesu, Domine Dona Eis Requiem, Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi Dona Eis Requiem sempiternam. Do you know what that means? Merciful Jesus, Lord, grant them rest, Lamb of God. Now, often we hear this text in connection with funerals. Say, grant them rest. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, grant them rest everlasting. But you know, it's not just a funeral, because one of these days, Jesus is coming back. And he's going to take us home with him forever. And that will be rest everlasting. And until that day, until the time comes when we go home with Jesus, merciful Jesus, Lord, grant us rest. Let us rest in him today. That's what the Sabbath is all about, isn't it? Resting in Jesus as he takes away our sins and prepares us to go home with him. Pia Jesu. Is it well with your soul this morning? I suppose none of you face trials. I do. Maybe none of you have problems in your life, but I do. And if I have to guess, I would guess that even though you're sitting there this morning, many of you with smiles on your faces, there are things happening in your lives too that you wish weren't there. Isn't it great to know that no matter what comes our way, it can still be well with our soul? If we give it to Jesus, it is well. The Bible doesn't tell us to be happy all the time, but it does say to be joyful. Do you understand the difference? I have joy many times even when I'm sad. I hope you do too. And that joy comes from knowing, well, I like to tell people, I read the end of the book already. I know how the story ends. And if you look and you read in Revelation and some other places, you probably already found out that God wins. Right? I want to be on his side. We're going to finish this portion of the program with a piece entitled The Prayer, and I'm sure that you've heard it before. But I want to make sure that you understand what it is that we're singing about. We're asking God, we pray you will be our eyes. Help us to see things the way you see them. But watch over us as well. Teach us to be wise as you are wise. In times when we don't know, let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to the place. Guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe. Pray along with us this morning as we conclude with this piece, the prayer.
We pray you'll be our eyes.
the benediction. Loving Father, we have come before your throne this morning. We have counted our blessings. So many, they're hard to number. We have praised you with our voices and with our instruments, with our hearts. We have offered ourselves to you. And we ask you now as our shepherd who leads us every day to go with us from this place and lead us to the place that you have for us. Bless us throughout the rest of this Sabbath day and in the days to come, that we will stay close to you, that our hearts will be your heart, and that our lives will be your life living through us. And dismiss us with your blessing, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.